The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Southern Climate Solutions.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning, this is Meg on Pep Talk, and that's a little Sly and the Family Stone from my friend here, Lisa Murphy. And I got a little birdie told me that you're a regular on Pep Talk, and that is your song.
I am, and it is. So good morning, Meg.
Good morning. Lisa is with Southern Climate Solutions, and this is a company that I will really be honest with you, I'm not real familiar with. Mm-hmm. So I did a little research last night, and I was asking around about what y'all do. You have some very specific services that I wish I had known you about 10 years ago when I had this issue in my house.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me about your company, a little bit of the history. Sure. There might be someone like me that maybe isn't that familiar with you yet, and what you wear, how you got started, and some of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're Southern Climate Solutions, and what we do is we provide permanent moisture control solutions with commercial dehumidification for your home. We started the business, my husband started out about over 20 years ago now.
Oh my, okay.
Serving sort of the greater Gulf Coast, Southeast, locations. And we've sort of spread from there, actually, and, both residential and commercial. But, what prompted it really is just having issues within our own homes that were moisture related.
Of course,
and
especially here.
Sure, anywhere in the Southeast, really, which is considered a subtropical climate. So when you deal with those elevated moisture issues all year round, we're coming up in the winter months. A lot of people, they think, the humidity's, going down and, this is the better time of the year. Actually, December is typically the highest humidity month of the year.
No kidding. So
you
I
just
would think
don't
of
notice
that.
It.
I would think of it as being drier almost.
Yeah. And
colder, I guess.
And a lot of, what it is the temperature.
Huh.
So when it's very warm, you notice the humidity a lot more. As it cools down, you don't notice it. But December is a very, very high humidity month. So 12 months of the year, we're dealing with high, elevated humidity. I think our annual average is about 76%. At 60% inside your home, you have the potential to grow mold, right? So you can deal with these hazardous conditions that are purely environmental. They're, it's not your house. It's not that it's an old house or a brand new house or something's, wrong. It's that we're living in an environment, right, in which moisture is constantly invited into your home in various ways, whether it's through open doors, open windows, which we all want to do, especially this time of the year. And you should, right? Or through your crawl space, if you have a crawl space home, which
right.
actually wicks up into your home when you, get that negative pressure from your AC. So, it's constant. So what we do is we combat that. We come in with a commercial dehumidification solution. We pull that moisture out of your home. If you have a crawl, also out of your crawl, so that we regulate the inside of your home to stay within those healthy levels of indoor relative humidity to keep you safe from the hazards, whether it's, mold, which is an allergen, cupping floors, you're not only protecting your family, but you're protecting your investment, your home.
Absolutely. Well, I found that mold can be very insidious. When I first moved to this area about 20 years ago, I was living over in Panama City on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess about a month into we were living in an apartment, and about a month being in there, we were both started sneezing, not feeling good, headaches.
Sure.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure out what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And finally someone said, you probably have mold.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no, I keep my house clean. That was my first reaction.
Yeah, exactly. it's tricky.
I keep my house clean. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and it's tricky because, mold doesn't discriminate.
Right.
And there are different kinds of molds. A lot of molds are clear. You can't see them.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
But mold is the number one cause of chronic sinusitis.
Yes, we got very sick.
Yes.
And eventually, what just just happened that my brother-in-law came down for a visit. He pulled the dresser out, and on the wall, in the shape of the dresser, was a solid wall of mold.
Yeah.
Started putting all the furniture against the walls, and I guess it had gotten into the walls somehow and was now seeping out into the dark spots. If that makes any sense, I'm sure that probably makes sense to you. That was such a revelation to me. And
yeah,
we had
absolutely.
To do a complete overhaul.
It'll grow on anything organic. So you're talking, you know, drywall. We deal with people who can't get their CO because they've accumulated mold during their build.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, and then that's a disaster. So even think about that. You know, if you're, you know, constructing something new, you know, you need to start protecting that. You know, while you're building, we're building.
Right.
The drywall's not going in until the DU's in.
See, and that's so smart, first of all. But that, and that's what you specialize in. So if I'm building a home or I'm moving into a home and that maybe needs some renovations or something, do you come out and assess the condition of that home? How does all that work?
Yeah, absolutely. My husband, Mike, who's, you know, we own the company together, he goes and does all of the evaluations himself. He likes to look at everything because every home is different, right?
Sure.
And every home has different dynamics. And he will come out, do the evaluation. It doesn't take long, but he'll talk you all through it, tell you what he sees, tell you if you have a problem or not. If you do, we'll write up a quote. We'll send it out to you. We don't charge for that. It's, you know, really our goal just to keep homes and people safe.
It's certainly a much needed service in this area for sure, I would imagine.
Absolutely. But he does, you know, he's always happy to come out, you know, and evaluate. And, you know, this business is an education too, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, how could this cause such a problem? Or they won't even realize, you know, right, that there's high moisture in their home. But what they do is, they see cupping floors.
That's the thing that I saw too that I thought was really interesting, because you would never think moisture was causing that.
Oh, yeah.
I would think it was something else.
Yeah, so cupping floors or crowning floors, both can be a sign of moisture issues. A lot of people don't see things, but they smell.
That was what happened to us. We could tell something was off, but we couldn't quite, kept looking in the garbage can, trying to figure out where is this coming from.
Yeah. And that musty odor is an active mold spore. You know, a lot of folks, you know, think, especially with older homes, that's, you know, how a house smells. It's really not. It's mold spores that collect in your carpet or, you know, in your drapery, your bedding. Like I said, anything organic. So your nose, you know, doesn't lie. If you're dealing with this, you have musty odors throughout your home. You know, what you might want to think about, one of the best investments, and we tell people if you have, whether you think you have a problem or not, around in this area, go out and invest in a hygrometer. You know, set it centrally in your home, away from, you know, doors and windows, so you don't get funky readings. But it'll tell you what your humidity is inside your house. You should monitor that like you do your temperature.
Okay, so it's a thermometer that actually measures humidity, the moisture.
Tabletop device. You can get one at any big box store. They're relatively inexpensive. And they're just a good investment to, you know, begin to understand what's going on, you know, in your home, or just to monitor it. If you're running 60% or even, you know, close, like high 50s to 60% and over consistently, then you have an issue that you need to look at and need to understand. 60% is the threshold for mold growth.
Okay.
We try and keep things through our systems at very healthy levels, 40 to 50%. 50% is ideal. Like, a lot of people like it a little bit drier. It's hard to get below that here, and you don't need to. It can, low humidity can become unhealthy, too.
It's sort of the reverse, the other opposite of the spectrum.
Exactly.
So we're talking this morning with Lisa Murphy on Pep Talk. She is with Southern Climate Solutions. If you have a question for Lisa, you can give us a call or actually text me at 850-437-1620. So 50%, I was noticing too, that also affects your power bill, your energy usage, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we tell people, you know, you can, if you're running your air because you're uncomfortable, and people tend, they're uncomfortable in the house and they can't, you know, quite figure it out. So they keep dropping the temperature and dropping the temperature. We'll have people running at 70 degrees, 69 degrees, 71 degrees, and they're still not comfortable. So what they end up with is sort of a cold and clammy feeling. And that's moisture. So they're trying to utilize their air to pull more moisture out, and they aren't understanding that. But when you get a permanent moisture control solution, right, a dehumidification system, and that moisture is being pulled out and you have a really healthy, comfortable 50%, now you're cool and comfortable. But not only that, you're cool and comfortable and you'll realize, oh my gosh, I'm freezing, right? And your air ends up at 75, 76 and you're cool.
Right.
We run our house in the summer at about 75, 76 degrees all the time, and we're cold, you know, it's cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can, you know, we've seen people recognize anywhere, you know, and everything's changed with FPL and stuff, but, 20 to 30% savings on the electric, you know, related to their AC. And it's, so there's an ROI, right? You're going to most likely save some money.
Absolutely. That's a long-term return actually. And that's really great. You also have, I guess I'm wondering too, but like different types of homes and how mm-hmm. this works. Can you talk a little bit about that too?
Yeah, I mean, you know, basically we deal with residential and commercial. So any type of residential structure, typically we look at, there's crawl space homes, which is a different application than a slab or a condo or townhome. So everything, you know, one of the reasons that the evaluations need to happen is that all homes are different. 1,800 square foot home isn't an 1,800 square foot home. You can have one that has 8 foot ceilings and one that has 20 foot ceilings.
True. This is true.
So it's really the volume of space and the foundation on which something is built that demands certain application with our systems. If you have a crawl space home, your issues are beginning there. That humidity by nature seeks cool space. So in the summer months, the crawl is about 20 degrees cooler. Most people don't go in their crawl. I don't blame them. But it's about 20 degrees cooler in the crawl. So that humidity is constantly through the vents, you know, pouring in. And the application there is, you know, really important to encapsulate and create a contained space that we can condition. And so, and how that works is we fully encapsulate that crawl. We put a dehu in. We bring that down to healthy levels, and it actually does the reverse inside the home of the wicking effect, where the AC will pull the warm air up through the floors into your house, mm-hmm. creating something unhealthy in your home. It reverses that.
Really?
That's when you'll see the hardwood floors start to lay back down.
Oh my goodness. Right? That is so interesting.
But you have to start, you know, you have to start there. So, and that, you know, we tell people with, you know, cupping floors, you know, we'll do it real slowly, you know, over 8 weeks and see what happens, and you'll see, you know, and most times we have a very positive effect where we can pull those floors back down. So we tell people, don't go swapping out your floors because
it'll just happen again.
You
right?
still have a moisture issue. Yeah. Right. So you got to take care of the underlying issue.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on the problem and not fixing the problem.
And the underlying issue is moisture, and excess moisture, you know, anywhere in your home just is never a good thing. But yeah, we have applications for, you know, everything, and everything from, you know, smaller 33-pint, you know, units for very small condos or townhomes to, you know, 205, you know, pint commercial units for some of our larger commercial customers. And it's all based on evaluation of space, you know. And also what, you know, you talk about homes. And this is one thing we've run into, you know, we run into a lot where, you know, folks will live in a home for a really long time, and they get a new AC, and then all of a sudden they start seeing changes, you know, mm-hmm. inside their home, or they put an addition on, or they put new windows in,
which completely right? changes everything.
It's all necessary, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a good thing, but they do change the dynamic, you know, of your home.
That makes sense.
And then sometimes you'll start to see, you know, moisture issues pop up, you know, after that. If you think about an old home, right, they were built to breathe. They didn't have AC.
They had open windows, exactly. They didn't, that's
right.
exactly
so
right.
So when you start, you know, closing them in and you start introducing AC and new windows and this and that, that whole dynamic, you know, changes. And that, you know, that can cause some issues too. They're like, you know, all we've done, you know, all we did is, you know, we put new windows in. And you have to, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you want the energy efficiency, But, you know, you have to look at how's this affecting, you know, my whole home.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And so I'm wondering, because I feel like I don't have very little knowledge about this. And when you come in and assess a home, are there things as a homeowner, in addition to the cupping of the floors and possibly discovering mold or whatever, that I could look for, that a person could look for, that are signs that my humidity is not at the right levels, that there's too much moisture in my home? Are there other signs?
Definitely. I mean, you might not see mold, just like you didn't.
No, I was so shocked when that happened.
You might smell it, but not understand that a musty odor is mold.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter months, the biggest sign is condensation on the inside of your windows and doors.
I was going to ask you about that, mm-hmm. because I do have that, and I see that, and I always wondered with putting the heat on, does that change it now? I'm out
so
of
it's
the AC.
It's that iced tea glass effect.
Yes.
Right, which is then only going to occur in the winter months because it's warmer inside, cooler outside. That condensation is excess moisture in your home.
Wow.
The most
I think I'm in trouble again.
From the beach, folks.
I'm in trouble.
Or in the winter.
Yes,
because
yes.
All of a sudden their view is,
that
you know, destroyed.
Sense.
And those big glass, you know, doors and the
windows
are all condensated. But, you know, it's a great thing out there, too, because you have so many people out there that, you know, invest, you know, in places. They come down a few weeks a year, but they're, you know, they're renting them out also.
Mm-hmm.
Or people who just own them and they don't rent them, but they aren't there full time. Dehumidification is wonderful there because it, you know, it keeps your place safe and healthy. And if you aren't there, you can turn that AC up to 80 degrees and run your dehu, and it'll keep everything regulated. So you don't have to be spending a ton of money, you know, on AC as long as you're pulling that moisture out. So, you know, there's a lot of benefit, you know, over there. But, oh, yeah, the calls started coming in, you know, already this week. And I said, here it is. We're coming into the winter months and we're going to start getting those. My views are blocked. I can't see, you know, out my windows. And, you know, you want to see out those windows when you're living on the beach or anywhere.
Anywhere, really, yeah. Well, so, and I find it interesting. So the process, you would come in and evaluate and you would be able to determine the level of humidity or moisture that I have in my home. And then the next step would be you would guide us into a unit or figuring out mm-hmm. a quote for that. So is it a separate unit from your air conditioner, or is this mm-hmm. something that is attached to your air conditioner? Can you tell me just a little bit about the equipment, and
yes.
does it require a lot of maintenance? Do I have to, like, how do I follow up once I've got then what?
Well, you know, one of the great things about us is we're a small company, we're family owned, and we know that our customers are a success, so we're very involved, especially my husband, you know, Mike's very involved with the customers and, you know, with great customer service. But what we do is he will evaluate, he will explain it all to you, and it's all based on the volume of your home, you know, which unit you will need, or if it's a very large home, maybe a couple units, or how your home is laid out and how we conduct it. Our systems and our philosophy is that it's completely separate from your AC. These are separate systems with separate ducting. We do not like to rely on the ducting of the AC just because we can push more power through, right?
So right,
our
that
machines,
makes sense.
Right, so we can direct it to where it needs, you know, to be. So we like the separate units. And that's how we do things with very much. We've tried it both ways, but this is a more powerful, more accurate way to address the moisture in your home.
Do you have to go in, and maybe getting too technical here, but do you have to go in and if the current AC ducts have mold or mm-hmm. have moisture, is that a process where you have to clean them before you then put in the new dehumidification
unit?
Well,
being that they're completely separate, no. We would not do that, but we would certainly recommend.
There you go.
Calling our friend Todd at Gulf Coast Air Care.
There you go.
You know, because, you know, you mentioned AC ducting, right? What do you get in there? It's very cold. It's very damp.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the first places, right? You're going to grow mold in there. And, you know, we talk about things we should do, you know, aside from dehu. Well, what can I do? Make sure your ducts are clean. Get those ducts cleaned out every year. Run your ceiling fans. Do not shut the doors into bedroom doors, the bathroom doors in your home and close it off all day. You know, it is about airflow. It is about creating airflow. And we talk about our separate ducting, right,
mm-hmm.
with supply and returns.
Right.
We are creating a separate airflow, and that's important, you know, to those dehu systems to get that airflow right so that we're pulling the damp air out and then, you know, emitting dry, cool air back into your home. You know, but those kind of things, yeah, definitely check those ducts because, you know, anything that's damp and or cold and damp like that is going to tend to grow mold. And Todd at Gulf Coast Air Care does a great job. But, you know, those other things, you know, open your windows and doors. You know, you want to do that. But, you know, definitely, you know, run those ceiling fans, keep, you know, your interior doors open. And, you know, if you do have dehu, you say, well, I'm letting all this, you know, humidity in my house. I'm opening my doors and windows. It's all about recovery. Right. You want to enjoy the beautiful weather here. You want to be able to open your doors and windows. You don't want constantly being over the threshold for mold growth. So you want a system that will allow you to recover from that and pull that you back down, you know, into those normal levels through the night or whatever it is. So it's really about not consistently being over that mold threshold and having the right system to allow you to recover inside when you do enjoy those, you know, beautiful days.
Well, what I like about what you're saying is that too, having the unit that dehumidifies
right.
your home. But I also see that people sell these little small dehumidifiers for your room.
Sure.
Is that something that you recommend if someone has a smaller place, or do you find that those are ineffective in the long run?
You know, I mean, typically we're believers in the commercial, you know, grade. You don't have to dump. There's a convenience to them.
That's
and true. There's a consistency to them.
That's a good point, too. So you don't have to worry about dumping water or anything
these
like
are,
that.
These are tied right into the condensate lines are tied right into your existing condensate line. So, you know, it's about, you know, it's all about how to make it more seamless. The smaller, you know, the smaller independent units that you can just, you know, plug in, you can pick them up at Lowe's. Yeah, you know, you can do that. You're probably most likely going to get a whole home effect.
It seems like it wouldn't be efficient enough. I mean, like you're just getting one little area or maybe one bedroom, but then the rest of the house.
Right. And a lot of people, you know, they walk into that and, you know, they'll try that and they'll feel the benefit in one place. And they're like, oh, it's so different, you know, and so they sort of educate themselves there. But, you know, a whole home solution is your best route. And it is an investment, you know, like I said, in your home and your family, whether it's, you know, from hazards, you know, or structurally. We talk about the crawl space, you know, mold eats the cellulose out of wood. We have people that end up with structural damage. We've had client customers who have walked into the bathroom and their foot has gone through the floor
because of
rotting boards in underneath that they don't even see. They don't even know to look.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, it's about, you know, that protection, but you know, nothing like a whole home system for energy savings, for your comfort, for protecting that investment and making sure, you know, you have a healthy indoor environment for your family.
So we're talking this morning with Lisa Murphy. She is with Southern Climate Solutions here on Pep Talk. And we've got about a minute left and I wanted to be sure and get the phone number. This is the correct number, I hope, 850-319-7489.
Yes, ma'am. So that's my husband, Mike, and I'm happy to talk to you all the time and set up an evaluation.
Okay, and they can also go to your website.
Yes, southernclimatesolutions.com. A lot of great information out there. Can also call us through the website or fill out a form and tell us your issues. Like I said, Mike's always willing to talk through things and sees a lot out there. So when you're around for 25 years doing it, there's not a lot you haven't seen.
Probably not too many surprises anymore.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like an amazing service, and certainly this is the area for it. And you said you're not just Pensacola. You do almost a lot of the Southeast, too?
A lot of the Southeast now with some commercial customers, a lot of the Southeast. Residential, basically, we do greater Gulf Coast from Alabama over to Tallahassee.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are there any services we haven't mentioned this morning that we just want to highlight?
Well, I think one of the good things is to know that we do provide a very low-cost maintenance service. They do need some maintenance. I think you brought it up.
That's
not
important.
A ton, but we come out every 6 months and change, you know, the filters, look at the coils, clean those up, throw some algae tabs in, and it's well worth it. A bad machine gets replaced for, you know, you don't have to pay for it.
Well, thank you so much. This is Lisa Murphy, and she is with Southern Climate Solutions, the website, southernclimatesolutions.com. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank
you, interesting.
Meg.
I really enjoy talking with you.
Appreciate
and we'll see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we'll be talking to our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. The news is up next. This is Meg with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.